We are continuing Surah An'am. The verse I recited is verse number 62. Previous to this verse, before I read translation, Allah has been talking about how Allah gives death and how Allah sent the death angel, and we discussed in last time. So Allah is continuing his discussion in the form of verses, and now Allah says when the death angel comes, Allah talked about, he takes away the soul and doesn't delay anything. So now Allah says, after the death angel takes away the soul, Allah is saying, then they are returned unto Allah, their Mawla, the master, the real one. Beware, his is the judgment, and he is the swiftest, fastest of reckoners. Fastest of the reckoners. ثُمَّ رُدُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُ الْحَقِّ. He is the Haqq Mawla. He is the true Mawla. When death angels take our soul, we are returned to our true Mawla, true master, عَلَى لَهُ الْحُكْمُ, and for him is the judgment. وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ, and he is the fastest reckoner. So he is the real Mawla, he is the real master, he is the owner of the day of judgment, he is the owner of the universe, he is our creator, everything belongs to him, he is our real Mawla. When we say we are Mawla'i, Mawla'i means we have to follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then under his command is Mawla, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, under his command is Mawla, Imam Aimat Tahirin are our Mawla. But he is the Mawla al-Haq, because of his mastership, we follow other mastership. But he is our, so we should have the love of our Mawla. When we say Mawla, Allah should come to our mind quick. Mawla al-Haqqi. Mawla al-Haqqi is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah al-Hukm, and he has the judgment, and the judgment, he is our judge. وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ, and he's fastest reckoner. It looks like fast, slow, but it's fastest. Because Allah has given us this lifetime, and this lifetime is appointed, and time is appointed for all of us, and we will not go before it or after it. And for Allah, the judgment day is like a twinkling of the eye for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for him is very short period, and he is the asra'ul hasibin, his fastest reckoner.
Qul may yunajjikum من الظلمات بر والبحر تدعونه تضرعا وخفيا لا إن جانا من هذه لنكونن من الشاكرين. Say, who delivers you from the darkness of land and the sea? You call upon him humbly and secretly. If he delivers us from this, certainly we shall be of the grateful one. Allah is saying, who is the one who rescues you from these darkness of land and sea when you travel? Right now, traveling is really easy. Before, it was very hard. People used to take small boats and travel on the oceans. And people used to take horse and donkey and travel long distance. And there were all kind of hardships. And many people used to die. And even today, it's a hardship. 30,000 people die every year in car accident in the United States. How much hardship is going on? We don't realize it. Shaitan makes it seem easy, but it's even more harder around it. People didn't die as much like now. People are dying in a minute, you know. This is all hardship of and from these darkness of the jungles and the darkness of the ocean. Ocean becomes real dark in the night time, and a jungle becomes real dark, you know. And all these robberies comes, and all these storms comes in the traveling. This is all musibat, you know, hardship. And when the hardship comes, people call him secretly and openly. Tadarrum wa khufiya. Khufiya means secretly, tadarrum is humbly but talking, you know, some verbally, you know. So when hardship is small, people talk khufiya, secretly. But when hardship becomes so high, people lose their shame and they start crying loudly to seek Allah's help. Tadarrum wa khufiya. La in jana min hazi laknakunu min shakirin. And what they say? If he delivers us from this, certainly we shall be of the grateful ones. This verse is especially focused on polytheists, because even the polytheists, when they were in hardship, they used to call Allah. This is the nature of human being. Islam is a religion of nature. Fitrah. Every human being has a fitrah that when hardship comes, he calls his creator. So Allah is talking to even this verse, mostly for police, is that they'll call him. And what happened? قُلِ اللَّهُ يُنَجِّكُمْ مِنْهَا وَمِنْ كُلِّ كَرْبٍ ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ تُشْرِكُونَ. Allah says, when you call me, say Allah delivers you from them and from every affliction. Then again you assign associates. Allah says, all this, what traveling hardship, I take care of you. Not only that, وَمِنْ كُلِّ كَرْبٍ, all kind of problems, also I am the one who rescue you from these, all these problems. Summa antum tushrikun, then again you assign associate with him. There are a lot of verses in Quran Hakim that when he rescues you and you, he brings you safely from ocean to the land, again you start doing shirk with him, you know, because you are happy now and you don't need Allah anymore and you get busy in your life. Many verses in Quran Hakim. قُلْ هُوَ قَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ أَوْ يَلْبِسِكُمْ شِيَعًا وَيُذِيقُ بَعْضَكُمْ بَأْسَ بَعْضٍ أُنْظُرْ كَيْفَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَفْقَهُونَ. Say, he is able to send forth upon you a chastisement from above you or from beneath your feet, are to confuse you of different parties and to make you taste the violence of one another. See how we repeat the signs that you may understand. See, Allah is saying that if you don't follow me, you don't follow my commands, you don't accept Tawheed, you don't accept my Prophet and my Quran, then I say that I am Qadir, I have the power to send you chastisement from above you, beneath your feet, or confuse you, make you groups, and make you fight with each other. I can do that if you don't hear me. So what is the chastisement from above? It's like floods, hurricanes, lightning, all these things which are all from the above. What is beneath? What is beneath? Earthquakes. These earthquakes are from beneath. And to confuse you and to make you different parties and make you fight and make you taste the fighting is the part of Allah's punishment if we don't hear His commands. So there are some narrations from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Aimmah Tahreen about this verse. Fifth Imam says, that smoke from the heaven and is part of the azab from the from above, and sinking of the ground is a part of azab from beneath your feet, and confusion according to Imam is referred to difference in religion and mutual accusation among the Muslims, and some of you taste fighting of others refers to some of you killing the others. This our fifth Imam says. There is smoke coming from the top, or earthquakes from the bottom, or making different groups, killing each other, is part of these examples. Sixth Imam says that punishment from above could be the punishment from the ruler, and punishment from the below is the means the evil slaves who will not follow you. When these verses came, there are narrations that when Prophet heard these verses from Jibreel, so when Allah talked about punishment coming from above, Prophet said, I take refuge by thy honor for this kind of punishment. Then when the verse was further recited, that punishment come from below your feet, Prophet said, I take refuge by thy honor. Then the verse was recited about making you different groups and test each other in the firing. Prophet said, this is a lighter or easier. So, the last part has happened. The firing, in-group fighting has happened. So, this punishment we have seen, but we have not seen yet the punishment in a real manifestation, punishment coming from the sky or from below our feet to the max, you know, which will happen. Punishment of making different groups are also on different levels. When Quran was revealed, Jews and Christians did not accept Quran, and they became more different groups, and they fought with each other. And same thing with Muslims. When Prophet left, he said, I leave behind you Quran and my family, Itra, and Muslim left it, did not follow. So Muslim became 73 sects, and they have always argument and fighting. So we have seen the punishment of the third kind of punishment already in our life. These fightings we see in Middle East, all these Muslims fighting for each other. For 1400 years, Muslims are fighting with each other because of, this is Allah's punishment, not accepting what Prophet said in his last message that I leave behind you book and my families. So we have seen those punishments. In next verse Allah says, وَكَذَّبَ بِهِ قَوْمُكَ وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ قُلْ لَسْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِوَكِيلٍ, and your people have belied it, thou it is the truth, say I am not a god upon you. So what people belied is the azab that is going to come, and Allah says this is the truth, that it will come. And say, I am not a god upon you. Prophet said, I am not a god upon you. That means that Prophet was to explain and tell them that if you do not accept Islam, then a punishment will come to you, and I cannot protect you from this punishment. I am not your god. I am just your warner. I have warned you. And وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ, Allah says this is the truth, it's going to happen. In next verse, Allah says, لِكُلِّ نَبْئٍ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ, for every announcement there is a term and you will come to know soon. These were the words of Prophet to the people, and Allah quoted in the Quran, making it worse, that for every announcement there is a term and you will come to know soon. Prophet announced that for every term, for every announcement there is a term, means the azab, the punishment will come to you. There is a fixed time for it, and you will come to know very soon. We seek Allah's refuge when those punishments come, because we have a lot of narrations, you know. Lot of narrations about the end time, how destruction will come. And you know, there are even a lot of narration about third world war happening, you know. And these in fighting among people, we are seeing fights and wars. This is all Allah's punishment. All this, we seek Allah's refuge from the fighting about wars and punishment coming from heaven and punishment coming from our feet. You know, there are a lot of narrations, and we seek Allah's refuge from all these hardships. And this is all because that human beings have not accepted Allah's call, and even Muslim did not accept Allah's call the way it has to be accepted, and that's why Muslim became different groups, and they always kept fighting. We are waiting for a reappearance of our Imam, that when Imam comes, that Muslim will get united, and then Allah's blessings will start coming. In end time, before it gets better, it's going to get worse. We know that. وَإِذَا رَيَتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوذُ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَعَارِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوذُ فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ وَإِمَّا يُنْسُنِكَ الشَّيْطَانُ فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَى مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And when you see those who cavil, is make fun about our signs, turn away from them until they enter into other topic. And if Satan causes you to forget, then after recollection, do not sit with the unjust people. What used to happen at Prophet time, that when there are only few believers, and politicians used to make fun of Allah's verses, and they used to make joke about it. So Allah says that when you are there and you see that my verses are being ridiculed, Allah says, do not sit with them. Unless they start talking something else. And after you have forgot my warning or my teaching, and when you remember this, what I am telling you through Quran, then you, as soon as you remember, then don't sit with them and just leave them. Hatta yaqulu fi hadithin ghairin. How long you leave them for? Till they start talking about something else. So shaitan makes us forget Allah's commands. This is clear from this verse. That Allah says, do not sit with them. If as long as they are making fun of my verses, if shaitan makes you forget my warning, my teaching, as soon as you remember, just leave them. Unless they start talking something else. Why Allah asks that way? Because Allah doesn't want you to sit with non-believers or hypocrites who are making fun of the verses, so that they would try to deviate our ideology and make us misguided, or at least make us desensitive towards these kind of jokes towards Allah's verses, to become desensitized. But Allah did not say that they leave them for good. Allah says, leave them as long as they are making fun of my verses, and if they start doing it, go back to them. And why you go back to them? To do Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy an Munkar. To ask them to do goodness and restrain them from evil. This is also important for us to do that. Next verse explain more. وَمَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ مِنْ حَسَابِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَلَكِنْ ذِكْرَى لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. And nothing of reckoning of their shall be upon those who keep from evil, but a reminding so that they too may keep from evil. Allah is talking about وَمَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ مِنْ حَسَابِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَلَكِنْ ذِكْرَى لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Allah says that on there is nothing of reckoning of their deed upon those who keep from evil. The who are the pious ones, they have no responsibility. They have no accounting, but them to remind them. Remind who? The who are making fun of his verses. لَعَلَّمْ يَتَّقُونَ, so that they become pious. Allah says the duty of believer, the duty of muttaqi, the pious one, is nothing but to give reminder to them so that they might become pious. Who can become pious? The one who are making fun of Allah's verses. So the job of the believer is to do Amr bin Maruf and Nahy an Munkar, and then not to sit with them as long as they are making fun of the Allah's verses, but as soon as they change the topic, believers are ordered to preach them. In next verse, Allah says, وَزْرِلْ لَدِينَ اتَّقَدُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبَهُمْ وَلَهُمَهُمْ وَغَرَّتْهُمُ حَيَاتَ الدُّنْيَا وَذَكِّرْ بِهِ أَن تُبْسُلَ نَفْسٌ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ لَيْسَ لَهَا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِي وَإِن تَعَدِلْ كُلُّ عَدْلٍ لَا يُقْخَدْ مِنْهَا أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أُبْسِلُوا بِمَا كَسَبُوا لَهُمْ شَرَابٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ وَعَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ. This is a long verse, and I'll read inshallah slowly. And leave those who have taken their religion for a play and pastime, and whom the life of this world has deluded. I'll go slowly, inshallah. Allah says, leave those people who have taken this life, their religion, they have taken their religion for play and pastime. Their religion is nothing but play and pastime. And gharrathumul hayatud dunya, and the life of this world has fooled them, deluded them. Wadhakkar bihi means admonish them by it, means warn them by Quran, these people who are like this, who has made the religion a play and pastime, and life has deluded them. Wadhakkar bihi means admonish them by it. What is it? By it? Quran. Teach them through Quran. Lest a soul be destroyed for what it has earned. Otherwise, a soul will be destroyed what it has earned, means sinning it has earned, because making life is religion is a joke. It shall not have besides Allah any guardian or any intercessor. On the judgment, there Allah says there only not any guardian or intercessor. Though it offers every compensation, it will not be accepted from it. On the judgment day, if it offers every kind of compensation, it will not be accepted. Because why? Because he took his religion as play. Those are they who are given up to destruction for what they have earned. They have been destroyed what they earned. They will have a drink of boiling water and a painful chastisement for what they used to disbelieve. So in Tafsir al-Mizan, it has been mentioned that to make the changing religion according to your desire and according to your lifestyle and change the ideology of religion and rules according to your desire is this way, is that you are just destroyed yourself. And Allah is reminding to teach them through Quran, and Allah is reminding that on judgment that there will not be any guardian or intercessor but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever they want to give in compensation will not be accepted. And for those kind of people, there will be boiling water and painful punishment. Religion was changed by Jewish people with their desires. Christian people change religion by their desires. And Muslim people change the religion by their desires. Now become 73 sects. We have to be careful that we have to stick to teachings of Quran. Wadhakkar bihi, Allah says, teach them, admonish them through Quran. If the Quran is in our heart, and if we love Quran in real sense, and we hear the Quranic verses, try to memorize them, try to act on them, and we really love Ahlul Bayt, which are two heavy things, Quran and Ahlul Bayt, and we really love Ahlul Bayt and follow them, then we are really on the right path. But if we leave these two, then we are not a part of the true religion, and we try to change around ideology and go to different ideology, then we are trying to really change the religion. So we have to always test us all the time that are we going through the ideology of Quran and true ideology of Ahlul Bayt, Tayyibin Tahirin, so that we become to the one group among 73 who will be the one who Allah will accept inshallah on judgment day. Please start on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. قُلْ أَنَدْعُو مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَنْفَعُونَ وَلَا يَضُرُّونَ وَنُرُدُّ عَلَىٰ آقَابِنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ كَالَّذِي اسْتَهْوَتْهُ شَيَاطِينُ فِي الْأَرْضِ حَيْرَانَ لَهُ أَصْحَابٌ يَدْعُونَهُ إِلَى الْهُدَى اتِّنَا قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى وَأُمِرْنَا لِنُسْلِمَ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, shall we call besides Allah on that which neither profit nor harms us? And shall we be returned back on our heels after that Allah has guided us, like someone whom Satan have lured, bewildered in the earth? He has companions who invite him to the guidance. Come unto us. Say, verily, the guidance of Allah is which is the guidance. And we are commanded to submit to Allah of the worlds. Allah is saying this, say them that should we call somebody besides Allah who has no harm or benefit for us, and after Allah's guidance, should we turn back on our heel and that means leave the religion and become example of that person who is in the earth, and the Satans have misguided him, and he is bewildered. He's giving Allah's example. He's bewildered, And now some companions are calling him towards guidance. Come to us. Then Allah says, the real guidance is Allah's guidance. And we have been ordered to be, we have been commanded to submit to Lord of the worlds. Allah is saying that when you accept the religion, then you cannot go back to the one who are no benefit and no harm for you. And not to turn back from the religion. Then your example would be like the person who is going in the jungle or desert in a lane, and he has been bewildered by Satans. And he has been lost. And then some companions are calling him towards guidance. Then Allah says, say the true guidance belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have been commanded to follow the Lord of the universe. The true guidance is Allah's guidance. There is no guidance but Allah's guidance. And Allah is giving example that you cannot leave the religion once you accept the religion, and you have to accept the command of Rabbul Alameen. And that is the real thing. And Allah gave example of somebody who is lost somewhere on the earth when he is traveling and confused, hairan, you know, because of Satans. And some companions are calling him towards Hidayat, towards the guidance. That's an example. How much we are lost in our life nowadays? Because we have left Quran, and we see so much problem in our community. People have divorces. People are getting suffering from depression and anxiety because they are lost. People are using drugs. People are fighting. All this fighting and all these problems and all this we are seeing. That's how we are. We are hairan. We are lost. And we have example of some companion calling. We have Maharajas who are calling to us. This is an example. Maulanas are calling us, Quran is calling us, and nation is confused. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we come out of this confusion and comes to the truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come to our mosque, come to our Maharajas, come to Quran. وَأَنَقِمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّقُوا وَهُوَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُشَرُونَ. And that establish your prayer and be in fear of him, and it is he unto whom you will be mustered. After Allah says in the last verse that you have been commanded to submit to Lord of the worlds, Allah says next thing that you should establish prayer. That's the first ordinance Allah said. How much prayer is important. Bataho, fear him. وَوَالَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُوْشَرُونَ. And it is he unto whom you will be mustered. Allahu Akbar. Salat is so important. Taqwa is so important. Always you have to remember that وَوَالَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُوْشَرُونَ. That towards him will be returned. And we read the first verse. هُوَ السَّرِيعُ الْحِسَابُ. The first verse we read was وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ. We read the first word, and he is the swiftest of reckoners. You remember this verse, first verse, 62 number verse. وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ. He is swiftest, fastest reckoner. So we have to remember these things, that in this confusion, we cannot be confused by shaitans, and we have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to look for the people who are calling us towards religion. So that, and we have to follow, we have to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands, and do salat and taqwa, because وَهُوَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُوْشَرُونَ. Towards him we are going to be gathered very soon. And we go back to our first verse. وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ. He is the fastest reckoner. When I read verses, these two last verses, I remember Karbala. I remember the condition of Hur. Hur condition was just like what Quran describes, that he was confused in the desert. On one hand, Yazid was calling towards him, and he was following Yazid's command, And then he came to the kind of confusion when he met Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And then on the night of Ashura, he was in a big confusion. On one hand, Yazid was confusing him. He was hayran. And from the tent of Imam Hussein, he was getting guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he was the one who was the guided one. He was the chosen one. He turned from that confusion and he went towards the person who did salat and did taqwa. What we read the last verses, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep us from the confusion of this world and don't make us hayran. And we respond to the call of our of Quran, our Imam al-Zaman alayhi salam, and our Maraja to come to help our Imam al-Zaman alayhi salam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.